You're listening to All Things Considered. I'm Dana Hill. The slow summer months are a good time to catch up on some reading, and I just finished a book called In Season, Stories of Discovery, Loss, Home, and Places in Between. It's a collection of Florida-centric essays edited by Jim Ross, who's also the managing editor of the Ocala Star-Banner. He joins me in the studio now to talk about this new book. What makes Florida a great subject for a book of diverse essays?
That's a really good question. You know, those of us who live in Florida, whether we're natives or people like me who moved here from someplace else, I think we all know and recognize the state as being, as Lauren Groff says, not really just one state, but many states, lots of Floridas. And I guess it all depends on what your experience is and where you're coming from. And, you know, there's just something about Florida. I think people come here for so many reasons. They have such high hopes, whether it's to improve their careers or just to have a great vacation or maybe have a fresh start. And it just kind of holds itself out there as some place to come with this some sort of magnetism. And I think as a result, it attracts so many different kinds of people, and that makes for good stories.
In putting this book together, you selected a number of different authors whose perspectives on Florida are as unique as they are. What was the criteria for the essays that you selected?
My goal was to identify authors who, like me, had grown up someplace else and then moved to Florida as adults and then wrote about the experience. But also included in the book are some authors who grew up in Florida, then moved away, and then returned as adults and wrote about their experiences. So I wasn't really looking for coming-of-age stories or childhood stories. It was more adult stories, just the sorts of things that happen in life, and essays that explained that and explored it, and where Florida was not just a setting, but really a character. And with that in mind, I went through the different essays, and it was a rich field of material, as you might imagine. You know, people come here for all these different reasons, and if those people are writers, then they find something to write about when they come here for those different reasons.
And these writers have different backgrounds as well.
Yeah, I mean, young, old, all different backgrounds. One woman came down here to care for her mother, who was dying of cancer. Another woman came down here on a vacation, had a very memorable experience. Other people moved here and established homes and careers or reestablished themselves. One woman went down to Key West. She just had to get away from where she was. And just a real mix of people and stories.
Florida is often the butt of jokes nationally, but that's not kind of what this book is about.
Yeah, that's correct. It's kind of the antithesis of the Florida man stories that we hear and that we see on Twitter and all the oddball crime that gets picked up, not just locally, but nationally. You know, those are funny stories to an extent and all, but that's not really what these essays are about. These are more real life stories, people having moments or experiences here that really resonated with them. And, you know, the essay writer tries to lay that out and explain it, take the reader through their thought process, their experience, in hopes, I think, of, you know, not really solving anything or not giving answers necessarily, but just showing a path. And then I think the reader can pick up on that and take it wherever it applies to them. And that's what really resonated with me when I read the essays for this book. You know, I had some things in common with some of these folks, mostly not, but we all had Florida in common. And this is where we had a lot of our life experiences. And so it was so interesting and fun as a reader, not to mention an editor, to look at this work and just see how it affected me. And I knew that it would affect readers just as much.
And though the quote-unquote Florida man isn't the focus of this book, it isn't necessarily that the kinds of stories that make news nationally are completely absent from this book. Corey Ginsberg writes about her time living in South Florida and seeing and experiencing some of the things that you read in the news and some of the kind of smaller everyday sort of struggles that she seems to experience, the kind of fear going for a run, the people around that she finds suspicious or off-putting, the slow reaction of the police when she's called for various reasons. And then you juxtapose that with stories that are charming slices of life, a great essay about a different side of Walt Disney World than we see as just people who kind of go and visit.
I'm so glad you mentioned those two essays. I mean, I can't pick favorites. It's like picking your favorite child, you know? I love them all, but I'm so glad you mentioned those two. Yeah, Corey Ginsberg established herself in South Florida, as you said, and is very clear as you said, about the crime that's all around her, literally at her back door sometimes, and inside her house when she's the victim of burglary. But although Florida Man, to make him a character, shows up in one way or another in that essay a few times, it's really about Corey's persistence. She is establishing a new home, and she is not going to be put off by this, whether it's the odd crime or just standard kinds of crime that would happen anywhere but happened to her in this place. And that's what makes that essay so brilliant. And like I said before, I don't have a lot in common in that regard. That was not my experience. But I know, and I think other people know, what it's like to be persistent, to say, no, I am not going to be knocked off my plan. I'm not going to be pushed out of my neighborhood. This is my home, and I'm going to make it my home. And there were very well-meaning people who tried to dissuade her, her parents and real estate agents, and, you know, even herself sometimes in moments of doubt. And then you mentioned Sarah Fazzelli's essay about Disney. She goes to work at Disney, and people come to Disney. It's their dream come true. It's their dream vacation of their childhood, all this stuff. But for her as a worker, not as glamorous. But then in the end, she winds up getting advice, life advice, meaningful life advice from none other than Merlin. And I mean, you just have to shake your head and laugh and say, is that really true? And it is.
There are authors whose names will be recognizable to folks here in North Central Florida.
Yes. Lauren Groff from Gainesville has two essays in the book, and they're wonderful. I mean, people probably know her as a brilliant fiction writer, which she is. She's also a gifted essayist and has two stunning essays in this book. Sarah Gail Lambert is from here in Gainesville. She has a piece in the book. And of course, I'm in Ocala, so we're representing North Central Florida there.
How did it come that you found all of these authors to collect them together into a book like this?
Well, I'll tell you, my line, and I'm sticking to it, is that there is such a thing as beginner's luck. I had this idea, and I talked to some colleagues and friends about it and said, can you help me gather material and scout material? And so people put out feelers to their friends. And then before you knew it, people were approaching me saying, hey, I heard about your project. What about this? Or I found some of my own just kind of serendipitous on the internet as I was searching around. And, you know, I had in my mind when I had the idea for the collection that there would be a lot of work out there that would fit what I was looking for. But you never really know. And then you start looking and it's like, oh, yeah, it's all around me. And I just didn't know it. So it was, I'll tell you, it was a real fun process of finding that work and just putting it all under one literary roof. It just made me so happy. I was so glad I was able to do it.
Your background in journalism maybe gives you different and interesting perspective to answer this question. What is your conception of Florida?
Well, I'll tell you, I am the only one in my family who moved away from the Midwest. So I'm... You know, and I always joke every family needs at least one member in Florida so that people have someplace to visit in January and February when it's cold up north and when they take their kids to Disney on that one magical vacation during the summer. And so to me, it was someplace I came for career reasons. I came here in the late 80s. The newspaper market in Florida was just at its apex. And, you know, Miami Herald, St. Petersburg Times, all the big newspapers, and of course here in North Central Florida as well. Lots of success, lots of great work, tons of people coming down from the north and elsewhere to work in Florida. So to me, it was all about the career, and it was wonderful working in newspapers in those days. You know, our industry is, you know, having some struggles now. It's not the same, but Florida newspapers are still doing very, very good work. So it's just, it's the same in that regard. Just, you know, we're not at that kind of that plateau where we were back then. So to me, you know, Florida was a place to come to work and to explore and to hone my craft. You know, I didn't come down here because of the weather or because of Disney or because I had a family member who was here and I wanted to join them. You know, I was striking out on my own. And so that's what it was for me. And then over time, you know, I was married and we have children. And so this is where my children were born. They've never lived anywhere else. And so they're Floridians. And so it has changed through the years. You know, Florida is now my home. I don't say I'm going home to Chicago. I'm home now. I go to visit Chicago. I've lived here my whole adult life.
Well, Jim Ross, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me today. I really enjoyed reading the book and finding some of these stories and thinking about Florida, a place where I've lived my whole life in a new and different way.
Well, Dana, thanks so much for having me.
Jim Ross is the editor of In Season, Stories of Discovery, Loss, Home, and Places in Between. You're listening to All Things Considered. I'm Dana Hill.